The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Act 2, Scene 22. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter, and today we're going to talk with the directors of two upcoming musicals that both started as movies. We're going to start today with Keith Fitzgerald, who is the director of The Toxic Avenger, which is being presented by Fifth Wall at Theater Lab July 6th through 30th. Welcome, yep. Keith.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people have probably heard of The Toxic Avenger, or some people may not have. What's the deal?
What's the deal? It's a hilarious little B-horror movie from the 1984. Lloyd Kaufman, brilliant, of Troma Productions. And it's basically a town nerd discovers that the mayor of the town is storing all this toxic waste and destroying their little town of Tromaville, New Jersey. So he decides to go on a mission to save Tromaville, but a couple town bullies have different plans, and they end up throwing poor Melvin into a vat of toxic waste, and he gets mutated to become the Toxic Avenger.
Da-da-da-da. And there it goes from there.
And there it goes from there, yeah.
I actually saw and probably even reviewed the original movie, which was outrageous.
And yeah.
There was a series of them after that.
Yes, there's, I believe there's four movies altogether. And
so who is playing Melvin?
We've got the fantastically talented Alexander Sapp as Melvin Ferd III, yes, slash the Toxic Avenger.
He should be great fun in that role. Yeah. Who else is in the cast?
I've got Deborah Wagner as Mayor Babs Bell Goody, and she also doubles as the Ma, and she has another little walk-on feature.
Right.
And we've got someone newer to town, Rachel Rose Gilmore, who just made her debut at Quill in The Heir Apparent, and she's going to play Sarah, the blind librarian. To round out our cast of five to play 30-some-odd roles are William Anderson as the black dude and Chris Hester as the white dude.
I actually saw this show in New York, which was hilarious and loads of fun. You haven't seen the show before, have you?
No, I have not.
So what's your inspiration, other than obviously the movies? What are you going to do to make this thing wacky, crazy, fun?
Well, you know, I'm going with sort of the idea of comic book superhero thing that's very prevalent right now with all these Marvel movies. Superheroes and all that stuff.
Right.
And he's an unlikely superhero, so we're just going to pull out all the stops and try and do as much magic as we can to just have a grand old time putting this wacky little show up.
So it's at Theater Lab's basement.
Yes.
That space is small anyway. Mm-hmm. Are you going to make it kind of, do anything interesting to make it kind of interactive? Or
our original concept was to go with a little bit more of a thrust kind of idea, but we're going a little bit more in the proscenium style without obviously a proscenium arch, but in that proscenium style so everybody can see everything dead on.
You'll have a place to hide things.
Yes, because there's a lot that needs to be hidden in a tiny little fabulous space.
Great, great. What kind of music is it?
I would definitely say it's definitely a rock musical. There's some throwbacks to some like Jersey doo-wop and that kind of stuff all interspersed within it. But I mean, it's a rock and roll show sure. Right.
And what about the band?
We're using a four-piece band. We're actually, Starlet Knight is our musical director, and she did such fabulous work on Hedwig and the Angry Inch that I asked her if she thought she could get the Inch back together. And as as I know, the Inch is coming back together to be the Toxic Avenger band now.
For those who don't know, Hedwig and the Angry Inch was done by a theater lab
like
two seasons ago. They had a great band for that, so that's good news if they're going to bring those guys back again.
Yep.
So who's choreographing the show?
We've got Emily Bergpoff Dandridge, who
has a lot of names.
She did Carrie for Fifth Wall a couple years ago,
right?
And she did Xanadu at John Tyler Community College with me earlier this season.
Okay.
She's fantastic, and she's definitely put some really, really fun, funky moves in the show. Yeah, she's great.
So if anybody is interested in getting tickets for the show, what's the best way to do that?
All of the information is on the website, fifthwalltheater.org.
We've been talking with Keith Fitzgerald, who is directing The Toxic Avenger, July 6th through 30th at the Theater Labs of Basements at the Fifth Wall production. So break a leg, and we'll have a discussion about the show in a future curtain call.
It sounds great.
I'm here with Deb Clinton, who is the director of Heathers the Musical, which is a co-production of Theater Lab and Firehouse Theater. It opens on July 1st and runs through August 12th. Welcome to Curtain Call, Deb.
Thanks for having me.
So for those three people out there who've never seen the movie or don't know what Heathers is. Tell us what Heathers is first, and then we'll talk about how it evolved into a musical.
Heathers is the story of unhappy teenagers taken to the extreme. It details the social anxiety and all of the power plays that go on in high school, and it has kind of a graphic way of problem solving.
And the movie was 1989. First of all, does it have some of that delicious 80s fashion style?
I'm going to wait and let you be surprised by that, because I think directorially I may have made some choices that go a little bit beyond that. I think the material is oddly relevant. Well, actually, it's not odd at all. It's incredibly relevant.
Right. After 13 Reasons, if nothing else.
And it's so, it really strikes me or struck me that the material really could be so transferable almost 40 years later. It's a little sad, although maybe I think those problems with kids have always existed and now we just have the ability to know more. I think that teens, young people especially, not even just teens, but millennials really identify with Heathers because it is so extreme and it is the chance to act it all out.
So how did it become a musical?
It was an off-Broadway production.
Right.
It was kind of cultish even then. It's really popular around the country. And when we were casting, I was amazed at how many people from out of state knew about the show, had done the show, and reached out to us.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about your production. It's going to be at Firehouse.
It is a co-production between Theater Lab and Firehouse.
Right, right.
The first interesting thing about that is that if everybody or anybody is listening and thinking about their theater history, Theater Lab was sort of birthed at Firehouse. That was their first home.
Right.
There's, it's kind of a nice full circle for the two companies to be working together in partnership.
Yeah.
I think it's good material for those two companies in particular that have a reputation for maybe doing things that are slightly edgy or slightly edgy for Richmond.
Right.
So it seems like a good fit for both companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The second thing that is of interest, I think, is it is a Richmond premiere. It's never been done here.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk then about the casting a little bit. Who have you got in the show and who would people recognize and who's doing what?
Well, this is the exciting part. There's a lot of new faces.
Oh, good.
There are some familiar faces. Theatergoers will recognize Christy Jackson, Caleb Wade, Billy Chris from Maupin. If anyone saw 1776, Eddie Webster, who was in that, is in it. Meg Carnahan was in Brighton Beach Memoirs last summer.
Right.
And then almost all of the others are young, fresh faces that haven't been seen a whole lot. We are lucky in that we had such an outpouring of response and talent from VCU. And so that's kind of a neat thing that you have all these kids, many of them just graduated, and it's their first professional gig.
Right.
And I think we've kind of hit this like 19 to 23. We have a couple of 17-year-olds, but mostly it's like a 19 to 22, 23 age range. It has the youth. It has the excitement and the optimism, if I can even use that word, that freshness
about it.
You know, they haven't totally been broken yet. And
my life.
Let me just add that there is one brand new face to Richmond who's not coming out of VCU. Her name is Casey Daniel Payne. I don't want to give too much away, but I think she's this incredible addition to the Richmond theater scene.
Terrific, terrific. Now, speaking of new names and new faces, there's this young man named Jason Marks who's doing the musical direction. Have you ever heard of him?
Slightly. I know a little bit about him. I do know that in this particular production, he is responsible, at no surprise to anyone, I'm sure, of the most glorious ensemble sounds.
For those out there who are not on the inside, Jason Marks is a longtime collaborator with you on many productions. I just want to clear that up for people thinking, oh, who is this guy? But most people out there will know Jason.
I think a lot of people know Jason as an actor also.
Right.
We wrote Croaker together and we wrote Ellis Island and we do work together a lot. And I'm fortunate because the artistic team is phenomenal. We have also Aza Rain.
Right, choreographing.
His stuff is so on the money for this and I honestly could not have conceived of what it's become without him. We have Ruth Hedberg doing costumes.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, she did Assassins last summer at Firehouse.
Right.
And Michael Jarrett. And he's perfect for this project because it is nothing but flash.
Is there anything else about the show or this production that you think would make people think, wow, I definitely want to come see that?
The material itself does a really good job of keeping that sort of the darkness of the cult classic because it's definitely there.
But it's still funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Right.
It's black humor and very tongue-in-cheek. So it's faithful to the movie, but adding the music, I think, just lifts it up and drives it forward and makes it very energized.
Terrific. I've been talking to Deb Clinton, who is the director of Heathers, the musical, based on the movie, of course. It's a co-production of Theater Lab and Firehouse Theater. opens July 1 and runs through August 12th. Thank you, and break a leg.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this week's Curtain Call. We want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRAR, and we'll see you back in 2 weeks with some of these reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.